Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm pretty much out the other side of this cold. So I might not sound that great, but I'm feeling fine. And hopefully won't be. But it's good that you're kind of close in, because I don't know if my voice is that strong. So this talk is called Encouraging Words from the Tao. Today, while I've been moving about and sitting inside my warm house with branches outside stirring under their snow caps, and this wild dance of cold air visible in its snowflake costume, I've been musing about practice as life and life as practice. Because we're calling this period of 6 weeks a practice period, because I don't know what a practice period is, because it isn't a thing, and yet, is it a thing? If my job is to help create a strong field of encouragement for you, for us, then for what exactly? What is it that the Tao wishes us to encourage in each other? What is the Tao already encouraging for all of us? What encouragement do you long for? So I'd like to make a little bit of space for you to just let that question drop into your heart and see what words come out. What encouragement do you long for? Anybody have anything that comes to mind that you'd like to drop into the space? Or was that a much harder question than I thought it was?
I think for me, an encouragement to remember to be kind to myself.
So you can just kind of see if anything comes up later for you about that. And some words came up for me. The first ones that came up in answer were joyful discovery, but we can set those aside for a bit, which is what I did. A teacher once said, and I'm sure more than once, if you're in need of encouragement, encourage someone else. So I'm thinking, what if I just listen for the words of encouragement the Tao is offering to me? And I just begin by passing those on to you. So that's this evening's experiment. I'm just handing on to you the words of encouragement that I found coming to me. Thus have I heard. So, I think there are five. One, it's okay. Those were the first words of encouragement that I heard. It's okay. All about you is not really all about you at all. And this is great news. So what if, while I've been thinking of myself as living a life and constantly judging myself as succeeding or failing at this, that, or the other thing, as a daughter, as a sister, as a student, as a writer, as a teacher, as a wife, a mother, a friend, a Zen practitioner, a community member, a citizen. It gets to be a long list of judgments, you know. What if, in fact, this thing that I call a life, made of the mysterious, uncontainable, ongoing flow of vast presence and of phenomena, light and shadow, warmth and cold, actions and results, aloneness and unity, mother and father and snowfall and snow melt, rivers and mountains, wars and rescues, lies and truth-telling, memories and dreams, words, music, silence. What if all of this is the Tao? What if not one single bit of it is outside of what life does through me? What if this very particular life is both what I am uniquely given and what I uniquely can contribute? Both at the same time. Then, is there a problem? It's okay. There is failure, but there's no failure. There's complete freedom, and this has nothing to do with free will. It's the freedom of the big cottonwood standing in my field with her odd, thick, strong branch that sticks out low and long. It's the freedom of the baby I meet whose eyes reflect the complete openness that is also the core of me. It's the freedom of my mother as she releases life, simply breathing one last breath. It's the freedom that's the through line running through all the moments, open, generous, unlimited. Then what? Well, first, I confess, I grieve, and I forgive my life, my world, and myself. I heave a great sigh of relief, maybe cry some. And then I listen for what calls, respectfully. Sometimes lately it's been stories. Sometimes it's been music, walks in the woods, my killer chicken soup, letters and calls to those I love and to those in power. meditation, study. Being systematic is not my strong suit, but I'm getting better at following my heart. It's okay. It's really okay. Two, can you allow yourself to start over? I wonder what it would be like if I started and ended every day, there under my covers, with listening. Just listening. No other agenda. No having to count how many things I'm grateful for, or forgive anybody or myself, or any other doing. Yeah? Just listening. Listening inside and out. And maybe inside out. It's already what happens, waking up and going to sleep. But to recognize it as refuge feels really encouraging. So, two, what I heard was, can you allow yourself to start over? Three, comes in the form of a koan. Koan says this: we meet and scrutinize each other. I confront my own nature. If within there is no self, then each and everything is intimate. I'm fond of this mirror, which like autumn water is completely clear. Always the same, whether reflecting the face of a foreigner or a Chinese or an American. So I'll read that poem one more time. The third words of encouragement. We meet and scrutinize each other. I confront my own nature. If within there is no self, then each and everything is intimate. Seeing you, I see me. I'm fond of this mirror, which like autumn water is completely clear. Always the same, whether reflecting the face of a foreigner or my next door neighbor. The Lankavatara Sutra might call this knowing that examines. So, but not examine in the sense of analyzes, right? Or makes judgments about. Just that deep, warm curiosity. Just looking and seeing that is me also. Even that's too much to say. If within there is no self, there's nothing to bump against, right? And each and everything can come all the way in. For me, the magic portal that returns to me this mirror-like awareness is breath. Just breath, that thing we all have. There's no self in it. It's just a dynamic stillness. Just breath. just touching it, there is bare awareness. Just touching breath. I don't have to try for it, it's there. Touch and go, lightly. This brought to mind words from the story of Siddhartha Gautama. Are you afraid of this happiness? Are you afraid of this happiness? Awareness comes to you. You don't have to go get it. So in a way, this koan serves as an abbreviated form of the Heart Sutra. Yeah. No hindrance and therefore no fear. Four comes in the form of a pair of questions. Old ones, I don't know, Andrew, if you remember where they came from, but I think it might have been from the Bhagavad Gita. What do you do with a freedom that never happens? What do you make of a life that won't go away? So the fourth piece of encouragement from the Tao came as that pair of questions. What do you do with a freedom that never happens? What do you make of a life that won't go away? No, it might have been Nagarjuna or somebody like that.
I'm more like Nagarjuna, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. That's great.
So this seems to me such a strong current in my life that the Tao seems to be advising me not to call it wrong. That those questions about my life, what do you do with it? What do you do with a freedom that never happens? Yeah? What do you make of a life that won't go away? The Tao seems to be saying, don't call it wrong. Don't call yourself a failure for not having the answers, not being able to solve those insoluble problems and questions. Rather, the Tao seems to be saying, this is workable. Those are the words of encouragement. This is workable. You will find your way through it, along with everyone. You will grieve. You will respond. You will hold hands and go on. Of course, I don't have solutions for the big problems of our time. Of course, I don't know how to live with a technology that opens so much awareness for me at the same time as it clouds my awareness and offers endless distraction. That changes on a daily basis. What is distraction? I don't even know that. The end of things, not the end of things. These are cannot know things. But we hold hands and go on. The reminder here is that I can stop and listen. Everything is supporting my discovery. Everything. Everything is teaching me. As our reading from Tori Zenji says, the light of the Tathagata appears before us, soaking into our feet. It's everywhere. Yeah? Not hidden, just there. Soaking into our very feet, we can go on. We're blessed. And the other words that come up there are morning's thought is kanzeon. Evening's thought is kanzeon. Last, five, trust your vow. No matter what I do, the vow doesn't seem to go away. It doesn't even come from me. I don't uphold it. It upholds me. For me, this is expressed by both our Guanyin Sutra of Endless Life and our Four Boundless Vows. These are the vows of all the ancestors of all sorts of beings. So, of course, they will be sung by me as well. What else would want to happen? As I went along hearing these words of encouragement coming to me, I noticed that they correspond to phases of our sutra service. Yeah? Purification, refuge, heart sutra, and so on. And for me, this is the magic of our service. It includes all these forms of encouragement to bring us comfort and to strengthen our heart minds. That's it.